Okay, Parashas Drachim, we are in the Drush HaShvi'i. So last time we were talking about the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, and now we continue that Hashem gave Klal Yisrael not just the seven Amina that we're all familiar with, there was really 10. As it says in Lech Lecha, that it lists 10 nations there. There's also Keni, Kenizi, and Kadmoni, which are Eretz Amon and Moav. And even though we weren't Zocha to it yet, now we're Zocha to it in Olam Haba. That's what Rashi brings the Medrash, that will eventually be, we weren't Zochet it originally, but we will be Zochet it Lolam Abba. Okay. So based on this, Parshas Drachim has a question. The Pasuk in Parshas Dvarim Perek Beis, Pasuk Yud and Yud Aleph talks about that Hashem says, don't mess with Bnei Lot, with Eretz Ammon and Moav. Hashem gave it to them, and this is not the Eretz Rephaim that Hashem gave to Avram. Rather, it's because the Rephaim got kicked out of there and was given to Bnei Lot. That's what Rashi says. Rashi explaining that pasuk says, don't think it's the Eretz Rephaim that Hashem gave to Avram. Rather, it's for the Bnei Lot. It was Bnei Lot kicked them out of there. So the Ramban says he doesn't understand this because Hashem gave us the ten Amamin, and a few of them he gave to Bnei Lot. Because of Avram. Meaning, the Medrash tells us that it was, because Lot did not tell on Avram when they came to Egypt. And Avram said, Sarah is my sister. And Avram didn't say, no, she's not. So, because that he was quiet, Hashem gave his progeny, the land of Ammon and Moab, which is from the lands that Avram was supposed to get from the Asara Ammonin, Keni, Kenizi, and Kadmoni. That's the land of Eretz Ammon and Moab. So why does the Pasuk have to tell us that this is not the land that Hashem gave to Avram? Hashem gave it to Avram, and then it was given to the Bnei Lot. Two are Lot, and one is for Seir. It's Ammon, Moab, and Seir, and they were given to them. So, why does Rashi explain it that way? To which the Mizrahi says, I don't understand the question at all. It has to explain it to you that it's not the land of the Rephaim, because you would have thought they were supposed to go to the Jewish people, and they're not. Hashem gave the seven Amamin to the Jewish people. That's how Avram gave it to his direct children. And Avram gave it to the other three Amamin that Hashem, the Keni, Kenizi, and Kemoni that Hashem gave to Avram, he gave to the rest of his family, and that was the reason they got it is because that Lot was quiet and whatever. That's why they got it. But it's not a stira. It's telling you that these are the lands that these three lands, the lands of Ammon and Moab, Keni, Kenizi, and Kadmoni, Ammon, Moab, and Seir, they were given to Avram, but they were given to Avram, says the Mizrahi, to give to Lot and Seir, which are also related to Avram. That's how he understands what Rashi means, that the Pasuk is coming to tell you, this is not the land of the Rephaim that Hashem gave to Avram, rather, this is the land that Hashem gave to give to Bnei Lot. Okay. So, the Parashas Drachim is shocked by this, as we just read before. The Medrash, what do you mean? It's not to be given to Lot. It's temporarily given to Bnei Lot. But it's the land given to Avram, for Avram. And we were in Zocha to it in the meantime, but we will be. It's not that it was given to Avram to give over to Lot. That's not correct, says the Parashas Drachim. It was given over to Avram to stay with Avram. Just we Bnei Yisrael, we're not Zochet those extra three lands, because we weren't. But last level, we will. But it was never given to Avram to give to the rest of his family. As the Medrash says, last level, we'll get it, and it's for us. Secondly, he says, I'm not going in order, he says it. He says that, what do you mean it was the Mizrahi is saying that it was given to Avram all to give to his relatives. The seven Amamin were given to Bnei Yisrael, and the other three were given to Bnei Lot. So the Reim says, that's not called your relative. Zera Pasul is not called a Zera. That's the rule. So they're not called your progeny when they're a Zera Pasul, which he goes at great length to prove, even people who are sinners, not that they're like Mamzerim or anything, but even if they're Zera Pasul in the sense that they're sinners, they're not called Zera. So to say Hashem gave them to the Zera Avram, that meaning that he should give it to Bnei Lot and Esav, that can't be, because Bnei Lot and Esav are not considered his zera. So I'm making a very long, complicated thing that he makes here short. But that's the bottom line of the whole thing, that a zera pasul is not called your zera. And there's a famous Tosfos, which he quotes, a famous Tosfos in Yevamos, on Daf of Beis and Beis, that says whenever the Torah says zera, stam zera, zera kasher, and not zera pasul, whether that's really the raya for this, maybe not, but that's the general idea. Whenever you have zera, the word zera, it means zera kasher. So he's tama on the Mizrahi, who suggests that this is considered giving it to his zera. If Hashem promised to give the 10 lands to Avram zera, these last three giving it to Ammon Moab and Esav is not called giving it to your zera. Anyway, bottom line is that the Parshas Drachim's opinion is we will get Eretz is we will get those extra three lands, Las and Lavo. We just weren't zocha to it yet. And in the meantime, the reason why Ammon and Moab got it is because Lot was quiet and that kind of thing. With the Schusim, the reason why, if we weren't going to get it, who was going to get it in the meantime till Las Adavo? It was Bnei Lot. It was that thing of Bnei, the reason Bnei Lot got it is like we said from the Chazal, because this Lot was quiet when he could have told on Avram. But that doesn't mean it's permanently hits. That's just why he got it temporarily. Okay. Now it goes on to say one other point, which is going to be the thing that helps explain us the whole story as he sees it, what's really going on over here. Which is, there's this other thing that if even a nation that we're not allowed to touch, let's say Ammon or Moab, but if somebody kicks them out, then we are allowed to conquer it. It's only while the nation we're not allowed to bother, like Ammon, Moab, Edom, it's only while they're living there. But if they get kicked out, then we can go there. Then we can conquer it. Like we know it's said by Sichon. Sichon conquered parts of Moab, and therefore we were allowed, even though we're not allowed to mess with Moab, once Sichon conquered parts of Moab, so we're allowed to conquer Sichon. Okay. Now with this, he wants to explain how he sees what's really going on with these psukim. Which is, so again, we had talked about that Pasuk Yud Aleph that says, don't think that this is the Rephaim land that the Jews were supposed to be Yorish as part of the Zion Amamin. Rather, this is from, because Ammon and Moab took it over. Okay, and therefore don't mess with them. Then the next Pasuk in Pasuk Yud Beis says, B'Seir Yoshua Achorim, and in Seir the Chorim, who are aka the Chibi, lived, U'Bnei Esav Yirashum, and B'nei Esav took it over. Vayashmidum, Mipneim, so Esav takes over. Vayishvu Tachtam, they lived there instead of the Chibis, instead of the Chorim, which are the Chibis. Kasher Osi Yisrael Eretz Yerusha So Asher Nasan Hashem Lahem, just like the Jews did to their Yerusha that Hashem gave to them. Now that last part of the pasuk is like what does that have to do with anything? Just like the Jews did in their land, what does that mean? So the Ramban says it means that Bnei Esav miraculously beat the Chivi. They were much bigger than them, and Hashem made a miracle that the Bnei Esav beat the Chorim, which were the Chivi, and that is similar to how the Jews beat the Zion Amamin. That's Kasher Os Yisrael Eretz Yerusha, so just like the Jews conquered their Yerusha. Okay, but what is that dimin? What is the point of telling us that? We have also sukkim similar to this when we talk about Moab later on in that same parak. It says don't mess with Moab. We talk again about Rephaim. Rashi says again these are not the Rephaim that Avram was supposed to get. They were kicked out by Ammon. And then it says again, Kasher also the Bnei Esav Yoshim Beser Shehishmin is Achorim Bnei Vayirosham Vayishu Tachtam Adi Mazeh. And then the next pasuk is Vahavim Ayoshim Bachatzirim Adaza Kaftor Yotzim Kaftor Ishmidum, that the Kaftorim kicked out the Avim. Who are they? The Kaftorim are, honestly, that's not so important who the Kaftorim are, but the Avim, he says, are from Teman, and Teman is from Edom. Bottom line is that the Avim are Edom. And the Kaftorim kicked out the Edomites. Okay, so, and Chazal tell us that, like we said before, just like when we were able to take parts of Moab when Sichon conquered it, we were also able to take parts of Edom when the Kaftorim conquered it. Yeah, that's also a Chazal. So the way he wants to explain it is that we explained them. I think we're all familiar. I'm saying it quickly. I think we're all familiar with the Chazal that's at these chazals, because Rashi brings it, that even if there's a land like Ammon, Moab, and Edom that we're not allowed to attack, once they get kicked out by someone else, like we're familiar with Sichon, when Sichon kicked them out first, so then we are allowed to attack that land. Once the people we aren't allowed to go after, Ammon, Moab, and Edom, are gone, we're allowed to attack their land. What about the inverse? What if it's something that was owned by the Zion Amamin, Chivi, Amori, Prizi, whatever, the Zion Amamin, what are they, Chiti, you know, whatever they are. I'm blanking here. Anyway, whoever the Zion Amamin are, it is the, just so I don't sound like a fool, Knani, Chiti, Chivi, Amori, Prizi, Vuzikigashi. Okay, very good. Zion Amamin, what if they get taken over by Edom? Lamashal, right? We're not allowed to attack Edom, but we are allowed to conquer the Zion Amamin. What happens if Edom takes over one of the Zion Amamin and now Edom lives there? Do you say it works backwards too? And just like I can take over a land if Edom was kicked out, so too I can't take over a land that I'm supposed to be able to take if Edom's in charge? Or do you say, no, the Zion Amamin we get no matter what? I don't care who takes over. We're entitled to the Zion Amamin. So that's what the Parshas Drachim says, these Pesukim are trying to tell us. So it's telling us that it's Aser. And that's it's saying that the Eretz Rephaim is from the land that we're supposed to be able to take over. This is from the area of the Zion Amamin. But since it was taken over by Ammon now, therefore we can't have it. We're taken over by Moab, whichever in both cases. So when the Pasuk says, don't take, the land is Moab's, let's say, and don't take it because, even though it's not the land that Hashem is promising to you. And then it says, the next pasuk, b'seir yoshva acharim lefnim, b'nei Esav yirashum, that, also you can't take over, the land of Seir, even though it was, used to be lived in by the Chibi, who is a nation we are allowed to conquer. And that's what it's saying, Kasher Asi Yisrael, Eretz Yerushoso, Asher Nosan Hashem Lahem. Which means just like we were able to conquer things that, that the Kaftorim kicked the Seirs out of, so too, we cannot conquer the areas that the Edomites kicked the Chivi out of. Meaning once the Chivi are not in charge and it's owned by Edom, we can't conquer it. It matters who's in charge at the time. And that's the psukim also by Ammon, when it says, don't take over the land of Rephaim that's now in Ammon's hand. Similar, the next pasuk saying, just like I told you by Esav, don't take over the land that Esav took from the Chivis, also known as the Choris. And why? That's the next pasuk, is Ha'avim ha'yoshim b'chatzir ba'raza kaftar ma'yotzim mikaftar ish midum v'eshu tachtam. Just like I let you take over the land of Edom, when the Kaftorim take over, so you can't have it both ways, so too you have to not, that's why I'm telling you to not mess with the Ammon and Moab or Esav, when they're in charge of the land, when they kick someone else out, because the inverse is true too, that when you, if they are kicked out, then you can take it over. So again, the point is, it doesn't matter what the land is, it matters who's in charge. And if the Ammon and Moab are in charge, or Esav's in charge, then you can't take it over. If they're not in charge, then you can't take it over.